Milwaukee's school voucher program is currently capped at 15,000 students. The low-income kids may only use taxpayer money to attend private or religious schools within the city of Milwaukee. State Representative Scott Jensen, a Waukesha Republican, is leading a charge to change the laws. The former Assembly Speaker wants to let the Milwaukee kids attend voucher schools in any Milwaukee County suburb, and Jensen would get rid of the voucher enrollment cap. Jensen says 11,000 Milwaukee children already use vouchers, and soon a cap would hurt the kids.
You'd have to start rationing school choice slots in Milwaukee, and there are some children who would be denied their choice, and some children might be taken out of schools that they've been attending for several years.
Jensen also wants some changes for Milwaukee and Racine charter schools that are not set up by the local school district. State fiscal experts are still reviewing the three measures, but Jensen claims collectively the bills would save money. Governor Jim Doyle questions Jensen's math, saying the voucher dollars would come from the already financially weak public schools.
You can argue whether the transfer is out more or less money, but the transfer money is going to be an extremely divisive issue that there'll be other times to debate, but right now we've got to solve the budget deficit.
A student at a Catholic high school in suburban Milwaukee also quizzed the governor about the issue yesterday. Doyle replied there are some good arguments to expand vouchers, but not this year. Even so, on April 23rd, an assembly committee will hold a hearing on the voucher bills. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.